For those of you living in Utah and on Twitter, I recommend that you follow two things. The hashtag UTPOL, which is short for Utah Politics, and also at Utah Politics. A lot of the bigger names as far as radio people, delegates, representatives, bloggers, you name it, involved in the Utah politics scene are pretty active on Twitter, and the majority of them will use this UTPOL hashtag whenever they're doing any of their tweets related to it, and there's always a lot of really interesting stuff on there. Today it was kind of funny to watch an argument ensue between two people. Connor Boyack, who he has his own blog called Connor's Conundrums. I believe it's connorsconundrums.com. He was involved in this big TSA protest that was done at the Salt Lake Airport last week. And then the other is at JM Bell. I believe that, I think that's what his name is. It's Jeff Bell, who used to do Left of the Dial, or Left Side of the Dial. It was the only show on KSL on the radio that was a talk show that was left-leaning, and he was on Saturdays, but the show has since been canceled. Anyway, those two were arguing and debating about the recent proposal to provide for and take care of 9/11 first responders and have that be a federally mandated thing, have that be something that comes out of everybody's pockets. And obviously you can't really engage in a full debate just on Twitter because of the limitations, but it's something that I wanted to jump in on and throw my opinion on there as well, because I think that it is something this is a harder topic and something that's more delicate, because obviously the first responders, these guys, they're heroes. They literally risk their lives to go in and save other people, and we as a people tend to, when there's that kind of emotion and that kind of admiration and that kind of awe that we feel for people like that, we tend to throw logic, not necessarily out the window, but we definitely tend to give it a back seat. And we become a lot more prone to feeling like we need to do everything we can at whatever expense and whatever cost to show how much we appreciate them. And I don't agree with that. I absolutely agree that we need to express appreciation for them. I can't imagine being in the position that they were in and what they had to do and the dangers that they face and their families and what they're going through now. And I don't agree that justifies the wrongness of forcibly taking away money from other people, especially people who, like myself or like the majority of the country, who don't live in New York and weren't directly attacked by the 9/11 attacks. I don't understand where do we draw the line? You take that to the logical extreme, and okay, so you have people that are first responders to the Harriman fire earlier this summer, and maybe you had a few people that were hurt or showed acts of heroism, and we feel like that we as a community owe them that. Well, does that mean that the entire state owes them something for that? Does that mean that the entire country owes them something for that? And then how do you define acts of heroism that determine whether or not it's something that needs to be cared for and compensated for simply because of what you've done? Do you have to risk your life? Do you have to risk your life in an extreme circumstance, in a rare circumstance? What's the difference between 9/11 first responders and members of the military? What about members of the military who are on active combat duty and those who aren't? How do you define the heroism that is equal of all this? And even if you don't take it to the logical extreme, does their heroism and the right things that they have done, does that justify the wrongness of taking money from people unwillingly to pay for them? I don't have a problem with the charity being set up for them, with people willingly donating their money to help them out. But I don't believe that the fact that they did what they did and they're the amazing men that they are justifies forcibly taking money from not only their fellow New York citizens, but of citizens of the rest of the country. It doesn't sit right.